Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Story here from Fox 4. And I hope I'm pronouncing the company's name right. They're based here in Kansas City. Cingulate Incorporated has placed CEO and Chairman Shane Schaefer on administrative leave days after he was arrested and charged with felony aggravated domestic battery. Cingulate's board put Schaefer on leave on Thursday, yesterday, pending the resolution of his legal proceedings, according to a Securities and Exchange Commission filing from this morning. The board selected CFO Jennifer Callahan to be the interim CEO. She also will continue her responsibilities as CFO. Board member John Roberts was appointed as executive chair, blah, blah, blah. On August 9th, Shane Schaefer, was arrested and accused of choking his girlfriend for the second time in less than a year. The first incident occurred on September 23rd, 2024, when Schaefer was arrested and charged with one count of aggravated domestic battery. And that is all they got on Fox 4's website. So
the first case was September 23rd, 2024.
Correct.
And I believe that was a case under which he was on probation. I think that's what I read in the KCBJ. Now there is a second pending charge. We wanted to talk about this the first...
The second one's a felony, by the way.
We wanted to talk about this the first time the story broke. There were a little more details about this second one and the choking, and specifically, Scott, the charge was like the exertion of pressure. You know, it described that to a T, okay? So second time in less than a year. We said the first time, what happens when the CEO of a publicly traded company or otherwise is arrested?
This is a major pharmaceutical company,
yes,
by the way.
Well, I guess my question, let me ask it another way. Why was he not fired the first time?
I don't know. Maybe the board was forgiving. Maybe the board found him to be too valuable to let go of. I have no idea.
Maybe they had to do an internal investigation of some kind.
There are certain crimes, especially if you're a high profile, you know, and this guy's the CEO, so it doesn't get any more high as far as the chain of command is concerned, where you've just got to go.
The charge is literally unlawful, feloniously and knowingly impeding the normal breathing or circulation of the blood by applying pressure on the throat, neck, or chest of a person with whom the defendant is involved or has been involved in a dating relationship. This is felony domestic violence for the second time.
Text line's right. It's not choking. It's strangling.
Yep.
Yeah. That's fair.
I don't know. I can't believe that I'm going to sound like I'm even remotely defending this guy, because I'm not. But is it not innocent until proven guilty? And does that apply to the workplace as well, especially when you're a
CEO? Certainly not strike two, and I don't think they should have allowed strike two.
I mean, if he's already been adjudicated in some capacity on strike one.
He was already on probation.
Okay.
Following another incident of alleged domestic violence involving the same victim last September. The victim of the alleged battery is listed as the same victim from the prior incident.
But Sam, Sam and Dana, how many times, to your point about, well, aren't you innocent until proven guilty, how many stories have we read, and I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head, and I'm going blank, but where somebody has been arrested for a crime, whether they're, you know, a high-profile CEO, whether they're, you know, an athlete, whether they're just a teacher in a public school, and I shouldn't have used the word just, whether they're a teacher in a public school, and they are arrested for a crime. They have not gone to trial. They've not been convicted. They've not pleaded out. And they are removed from their job.
I'll tell you why in this case. I believe he was allowed to stay and it was motivational blindness. Schaefer was charged, according to the Kansas City Star, with aggravated domestic battery for the September incident last year. Mm-hmm. And as part of a plea agreement in January, he pleaded no contest to a count of endangering a misdemeanor and was placed on probation for a year. The sentence also came with an underlying 360-day jail sentence if his probation was revoked. So this time...
He didn't even make it a year.
His probation, we can assume, just on the charge, your probation can be... You're not supposed to have any, quote, contact with law enforcement when you're on probation, let alone for the exact same thing that you pleaded down the time before, right?
Correct.
So that came with a presumptive 360-day jail sentence if probation was revoked. He's going to jail.
If he is found guilty, he is going to jail.
Sam, how does probation work? I don't think you need a guilty plea to have your probation ranked. I think you're correct. I think you're wrong, Scott.
I think even getting pulled over.
You are not supposed to have any
contact
with law enforcement. It doesn't say you're going to be on probation. And if you get arrested and charged and you're convicted of the same thing, we're going to yank it. It is you're on probation and you're not to do this, 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 or have any contact with law enforcement.
And when you call your PO, that's one of the first questions they ask you.
Is what? Have you had any contact with?
You know a lot of lingo in the penal system this week, Sam.
Well, I got a lot of friends that aren't exactly the best people.
And by friends.
It's not me.
Okay.
I got a clean record, baby.
Uh-huh. If I were to do a CaseNet search on you right now.
Please do.
It'd come up clean?
The reason that I ask, though, and this is very different, obviously, because it seems this guy allegedly is not a great guy. There are football players whose entire careers are topsy-turvied, and one of the greatest punters in the NFL right now did not get to play as a rookie because there was an allegation that he was part of a group session that wasn't consensual in college, and he was acquitted. And for 2 years, his life was hell because he was accused of that.
This is further down in the story. His probation terms included... no violent contact with the victim, an order to receive domestic violence and substance abuse evaluations. He had completed the domestic violence assessment and was scheduled to start classes in May.
On substance abuse? On,
I guess, the other one.
Okay. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.